morning and very welcome to Ireland's Protector with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we speak to Blathna Gallagher, the co-founder of the Galway Wool Co-op, about the environmental benefits of using indigenous Irish wool. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number, that's 086 38 33 553. Phone reception on 0917700077. Email irishprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. If you want to get more information about this initiative, go on to irishprotect.ie, where you can take the Eco Footprint Calculator. And I can tell you there was great uptake to our survey. We'll be announcing the winner to that survey in a couple of weeks' time. So all that plus lots of more coming up on Ours to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Blathna Gallagher, who's a sheep farmer from Achram in County Galway. At least that's where her farm is. Blathna, good morning.
Hello, good morning, John, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us, and congratulations is in order. You're a Farming for Nature Ambassador for 2023.
That's correct. I picked up my award down in Gort there about 2 weeks ago, so it's a privilege and an honour to be one of less than 100 Farming for Nature Ambassadors that are here in Ireland.
What does that actually mean and entail for you?
So what we do at the moment is that we have a very strong ethos towards farming for nature on the farm. And what I'll do within my role as an ambassador is I'll try and share that ethos with other farmers that might be interested to know what we're doing, or just maybe people from the public who are interested in participating in the Farming for Nature farm walks. So once you log on to the Farming for Nature website, you'll be made aware of any farm walks or nature walks that are available in your particular area. So at some point in this year coming, I'll be hosting a farm walk in my farm, which is based in near Achram, the historic village on East Galway.
And I know as part of this, you do a lot of sustainability and environmental work on the farm.
That's correct. So we have two what they call ancient Molino meadows. So I'll start by saying that I was born and reared in Renmore. So I'm a townie at heart in many ways. But I was very fortunate that when I was young, I was given the gift of nature and love of the outdoors and an awareness of where my food comes from my parents. So I took myself off to the Agricultural College in Mount Bellew. And then nearly 30 years later, my uncle had failing health and he needed somebody to help him out. So I went out there to look after him and he looked after me and passed over the farm to myself and my husband, Niall. So we've been farming out there for the last 7 years. And what we've been doing is just carrying on the practice that he had, which was low intensity. So my uncle PJ always farmed for nature. He didn't receive any awards for it, but it was something that was very dear to his heart. So we're just continuing on that line of being aware of the environment that we're in. So we have two ancient Molino meadows and we farm them in tandem with the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And what we do is we close them late and then we cut hay off them very late. And that gives the huge diversity of flowers, herbs and grasses that are in those two meadows an opportunity to come to seed and for that seed dispersion to encourage more growth for the following year. We also have two particular areas that are being conserved for butterflies. So there's a very rare butterfly called the marsh fritillary and she's almost endangered here in Northern Europe. And when the National Parks and Wildlife Services came to visit the farm, they discovered that we had an abundance of the devil's bit sebaceous. And they thought that if we could graze this area, these two particular areas in tandem with them, that we would have a huge opportunity to increase the amount of butterflies and in particularly the marsh fritillary in that area. So there are two unofficial butterfly sanctuaries. They're based in East Galway and we farm in tandem with the national parks to ensure that the vast areas that they cover are abundant with species that the butterflies like to pollinate.
Because there's great ecology in that area, you're in the kind of outskirts of the Burren Lowlands.
That's correct. So we're on the outskirts of the Burren Lowlands. So it's a limestone area, but we also have good agricultural land. And on that agricultural land, we farm with two native breeds, which would be the Connemara pony and the sheep that's dear to my heart, which is the Galway. And not many people would know or be aware. Everybody's very familiar with the Connemara pony and the fact that she's from Connemara and she's called Connemara. But here in Ireland, we also have a native breed of sheep, and that sheep is actually called the Galway. So if your listeners got anything out of our programme this morning, I'd love them to be aware that Galway has our own sheep breed. So she's a lowland sheep breed. She's a large breed. She's very docile and she's quite attractive. She's got lovely snowy white wool. And from that wool, the women of Aran would traditionally have harvested that wool and used it with the lanolin intact to form the iconic Aran sweater. The breed was found all over Ireland. And at the moment, we have been, me as in the Galway Sheep Breeders Association, have been very involved in making sure that the breed gets back into every county in Ireland. And currently, we have Galway sheep in every province in Ireland, which is something to be really proud of, given the fact that in the 80s, this breed was on the verge of extinction.
Now, talk to me a bit more in depth about the whole idea of indigenous farming here and wool farming here in Ireland, because I know there are eco benefits to it in comparison to what is the norm at the moment where we dispose of our waste wool.
That's correct. So wool in this country is regarded as category 3 waste material, and the price to shear a sheep will cost €2.50, but the price for the wool for the farmer for crossbred wool, which is predominantly coming from meat breeds, they're only getting 20 cent a kilo. So that wool, in essence, is just being collected and taken over to Bradford, which is in the UK. And it's the hub. It's the central hub in Europe and throughout the British Isles for trading of wool. We haven't been in charge of our destiny, our wool destiny, for quite some time. And in 1699, the British Wool Act incurred, and it stated that none of the colonies, including the Americas, would have destiny over their own wool. And in many ways, that has never changed. And in many ways, it's very sad for farmers throughout Ireland to see their wool be taken away and shipped to Bradford, on out to the Asian and Chinese carpet markets, and they're manufacturing with it, creating high-end wool products and then selling them back to us. Or you have the other end of the spectrum, where we have the length and breadth of towns in Ireland, especially the main tourist towns. And here in Galway itself, we have sweater shops that are full of iconic Irish sweaters, Irish cloaks, Irish scarves, Irish blankets, Irish throws. But none of that wool is actually coming from wool that grew here in Ireland. So you can see how vexatious it must be for these sheep farmers who know they're producing an excellent biofibre. Wool will sequester, 1 kilo of wool can sequester up to 2 kilos of carbon. But yet we're exporting it as waste and then importing wool into Ireland and labelling it as Irish. Now, I think that's a crying shame. So anybody who cares for their environment, or anybody who genuinely feels that we should be more conscientious of the source of our raw materials, hopefully they'll come on board and pressure the government to introduce honest, authentic and real labelling about where the source of fibre comes from. We have a fantastic reputation, international reputation, for being producers of wool. But yet we go on to produce garments made from wool that's imported from Australia and labelled as Irish. That has to stop. When you have farmers that are out there that are going to work with nature, work in the countryside, you know, work with the elements around them and produce a product that has so many uses. It can go into our upholstery, it can go into our rugs, it can go into our blankets, it can go into our insulation, it can go into so many uses. And yet, to this day, we're not acknowledging that. We're going out there and we're trying to do so many things for the environment, but we're not bringing wool back into our own homes. It's a biofibre. It grows naturally. It sequesters carbon. It's biodegradable. It's perfect for blankets, perfect for throws, perfect for upholstery, carpets, rugs. But yet we dump it and we don't talk about it. And I'd love to know, why is that, John? Why are people afraid to talk about it? If you look down to New Zealand and see the pride that they have in this wonderful biofibre, if you see the lengths they go to create wool insulation based from wool that's grown in New Zealand, and they are doing so much in terms of their environment and their ambition and their passion to work with their environment. But yet here in Ireland, we snigger when people talk about wool. We laugh at it. You know, we have this connotation and we have these notions of people sitting at home by candlelight knitting mittens. We, you know, we're a very progressive country. We've moved on so much from that. It would be so wonderful to see Irish-grown wool in our carpets, especially in our stately homes, especially in environments. Why can't we insulate our homes with wool? We're going out there to try and, you know, from an environmental perspective, we're going out there to try and ensure that our homes are not wasting energy and that we're not dependent on the petrochemical industry. Yet, we pump all our homes with petrochemical-based foam. you know, it doesn't, it's a no-brainer that we should be able to use the wool that we're exporting as waste, process it here on the island, make it into an insulation product and sell it, not just in Ireland, but be pioneers and sell it throughout Europe. You know, we should be the ones that are leading this. And I mean, it's not new. Insulation has already been made in, on the continent. They make it in Austria and then resell it here in Ireland. So there's no reason why we couldn't actually manufacture it here in Ireland and you know, reduce our dependency on petrochemical-based insulation. If we scale up, we can reduce costs. Currently, I know that there's a resistance towards the cost of sheep's wool insulation, but that's because we've never scaled up to a level where we can make it affordable for everybody to have it in their homes.
People listening at home, how can they support you and other Indigenous Irish sheep farmers?
Well, I'd like them to, you know, maybe visit us at the Galway Wool Co-op on any of our social media platforms and give us some support there. We're a not-for-profit. All the work that I do and that the other members of the Galway Sheep Breeders Association and the Galway Wool Co-op, that's all done on a voluntary basis. So, you know, we need help and we need support from others out there who genuinely care about the fact that, yes, we have a breed of sheep that's called Galway and she's found all over Ireland. Yes, she's on the rare breed list. Yes, she produces beautiful biofibre, really suitable for blankets and for trolls and for rugs and for all types of wall art and felting. But can the consumer come with me? Can the Galwegian come with me and say, next time I walk into a tourist shop or next time I walk into a shop that has iconic iron sweaters, I'm going to ask them, does that sweater, did that wool grow in Australia or did it grow in Ireland? And it's important to ask where it grows. It's very easy to label a product as Irish wool. If it's spun in Donegal or if it's spun in Kerry or if it's spun in County Kilkenny or right now, if you bring a wool in from a foreign country and spin it here in Ireland, it's called Irish. And I'm delighted that there are manufacturers that are employing people in rural areas throughout Ireland that are using wool full stop. But wouldn't it be great if they just gave us a small little wedge of the marketplace? And just like the organic food system years ago where we had, you know, supermarkets that had, you know, conventional type products and then they gave a small little aisle to the organics. That's all we're asking. Can the retailers give us a small section of the market that says, this blanket, whether you like it or not, whether it's your taste or not, grew off wool that grew in Ireland. And ideally, it grew from the indigenous breed we have, which is called the Galway. That would be something else. That would be a step in the right direction. Acknowledge that the wool that they're using is imported and give a small little bit of space to the sheep's wool that comes off the indigenous breed to Ireland, which is called the Galway. Mm. That would be super. That would be really, really helpful. Ask, where does your wool grow?
Lorna Gallagher, sheep farmer there out in Ochrum and also of the Galway Wool Co-op. Thank you for joining us on Irish Protect. And that is all from Irish Protect for this week. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 where we look at how to have a sustainable Christmas.
Irish to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. Check out irishtoprotect.ie for more info.